him.
This is great.
Good evening, folks. This is a scheduled meeting of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee for Wednesday, May 21st. We got two items this evening. Present is Alderman Fuller, Alderman Cody, older Alderman Lipoff, and Alderman Ciccone. The first item we're going to take up is 201-14. Is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $200,000 from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the police department's overtime account. And we have the chief of staff, Maureen Lemieux, with us.
Sorry, if you could give that to the chairman, because I already gave it to him. What I did today, Alderman Fuller had asked me to take a look back at what overtime has been. But in the police department and or fire department, you can never, ever look at overtime individually. You always have to do it in conjunction with what salaries are, because clearly we have minimum manning requirements, and so if we have several vacancies, you would expect overtime to be up. If we're fully manned, you would expect overtime to be down. So what I did was, and I only took full-time salaries and overtime, because those are the two that correlate the most. All the other labor codes that we have in police aren't as closely related as what happens between these two accounts. So the interesting part is, if you look at the orange line at the bottom, in FY 8, 9, and 10, it virtually didn't change. But that's because the police department was fighting us at JLMC for their salaries, and in fiscal 11, it was settled. And so you see this gigantic jump in 11.
Back pay.
Exactly. And then you see a decrease in 12, because now we're back to the norm. And then you can see what has happened in 12, 13, and 14. The interesting thing is, if you just take a look at overtime as compared to last year, there are a couple of things that stand out, and I don't have answers for you, but there are places that we certainly will be looking to understand. Investigations are way up. They're almost half as much, they're almost 50% above what they typically run. And then patrol is up in overtime, and so is traffic safety. Those three seem to be the biggest ones experiencing a difference. Now, we know with patrol and possibly traffic safety, and Chief Proyer can certainly attest to this from his perspective, but particularly in police, we incurred quite a bit of expense this year with the marathon. Mm-hmm. With all the planning that we did and all the police that we had out on the streets, I think the police department must have spent probably $50,000, if not more. Somebody, is it Bob DeRubis that was tracking that?
Yes, it went up more than 100%.
Right, total, our cost.
Yes.
And now we received additional money from the BAA, but you don't see this. You don't see it reflected
here. Yeah.
So it goes into the general fund. So where we typically had been getting 65 or 70,000, they were going to raise us to 90, I think, this year. And I think they ended up giving us, they either gave us 113 or 118. I forget what the number finally was.
The total overtime cost for the city was well over 200,000.
Yes, yes. And so that's a big driver in this budget. We may not need this entire 200, but because there is the potential for the board not to meet in August, we lose that as a reconciling meeting. So we have to make sure that all of the different departments have enough money.
Nobody wants to be called in August either. So.
Well, and you know, if we've
done that before.
And if we've torn the chamber up by then, we have an issue with where we would have the meeting and everything.
Yeah.
So this is precautionary that I'm asking for, as much as, or that we, you know, that we've approved the chief asking for the 200. We want to just make sure that if anything happens, you know, over the course of the next 6 weeks, that we will be all set from an accounting standpoint. If we don't need it, we won't spend it, and it will drop to free cash.
Okay. Great. We're joined by Alderman Harney as well, and we'll open up to questions. Anybody have any questions they'd like to ask Maureen?
I know we're short on time, so you don't have to answer it tonight. It's really interesting to look at this in light of also the request for the additional patrolmen, patrol officers, if this is politically correct, because part of the rationale was, of that was also to combat increases in overtime. So it's useful to respect to have this.
Exactly. You know, and so as I said, this generates for me as many questions as answers. You know, it gives me direction on where I want to
manage
in my list of summer projects.
Hold on to this for the, is it the 28th we're doing this?
Right. The other part is we don't know how much, where the funding, if it came to, we needed 1.118. So how did we actually pay for the overtime?
No, we're not there yet. That's why we're here.
That's 14.
We still have 14's money. That's
not over 14. Yet.
That's what I.
Yeah, but that's
why we need the 200,000.
Yeah.
No, that's what we're projecting.
Yeah, and that's why you need the 200,000 tonight. But how do we pay for the other 900,000?
We have money.
No, yeah, but where did it come from? Because we didn't have
full-time salaries.
Right, so that's the other,
that's why you can never look at one without the other.
That's why we're having the follow-up meeting on the police staffing study, I think is on...
May 18th. June 18th, excuse me. The last meeting.
Yeah. Oh, it's June 18th we're doing.
Yes.
Knock is May 28th.
No. I can't. There's no meeting May 20th because
I'm going to call an on that day.
Okay. We already have other scheduled meetings as well, and we might be meeting on the 29th on voting on this budget.
Okay,
from
so
what I understand, if things don't get it done tonight.
June 18th. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
All right.
So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Anything, I'd like to move to 200,000.
Okay, is there any further discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay, our next item, and Chief Poirier, you can come up to the table. Nice to see you this evening, sir.
Good to see you as well.
202-14, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $80,000 from the fire overtime account to the following accounts. And it's listed there, 012-1001-5319 and 012-1005-5412. Chief, you can take it away.
The account for the tech rescue training that was set up when we received the grant, AFG grant. What happened was once we put the bid out for the tech rescue training, it came higher than we anticipated on the grant. So we need to augment that account to finish it off. The training is in its third week as we speak right now. The feedback I'm getting is absolutely phenomenal. And in fact, there was an article on the tabloid last week that covered it pretty good. But it's phenomenal training. It's certainly moving in the direction of unparalleled public safety and giving these guys skills that they never had before that will benefit them regardless whether they ever have to experience that technical rescue, which we almost had to do Sunday with that bus when the steel rail at the Newton Corner. The second one is for heating oil. We underfunded in the heating oil account. We have shut down the heating systems in the station, but these are bills that are due paying.
Questions?
And how did we end up with extra money in the overtime count? We always love that.
Well,
how did that happen?
Well, I was just going to say, it's not all in overtime. I didn't want to be pulling from too many. We transfer within the salary line items. And so some of the money is in overtime and some of it is in salaries. By the time we do the accounting piece of it, we'll have it all in one place so that we're then transferring it to the expenditures. So we have some of it really is overtime and some of it is salaries.
I will say this. Last year, I think, gave back about $200,000 out of the overtime account. This year, I'm not going to be able to meet that figure because of the marathons, unforeseen circumstances. Even the tech rescue training is costing some overtime as well. But the trend is definitely in the right direction for the fire department. As far as at its peak, we were in the $1.2 million range back in 2005, when Engine 6 ended up being decommissioned. Now we're in the $800,000 range. So we are able to keep up with our vacancies, filling them on a a very quick basis. The academy is offering more classes. We're getting more students into them in a much more expedited fashion.
And if I can just jump in, I think the other thing where we've we had the good fortune of really figuring out what's the right overtime number, I think, for the fire department. A few years ago, we were just about fully staffed at the end of December. So we went into the winter manning having a full complement. So it was very clear and very easy to figure out how much winter manning cost us. And it was about $13,000 a week. So we knew that we have 13 weeks of it. So we knew that we needed $400,000 in the fire overtime account strictly for winter manning. And then beyond that, we've been able to look at it. So we've had, I think, more success in identifying how much overtime is the right number for fire. I think it's more, it's almost easier to predict than police, which you can see is really all over the place and depends on crime rates or types of crimes or whatever. And so police is just much more difficult to predict.
Those winter manning months, January, February, and March, where we beef up the manning of the intercompanies according to the contract, accounts for better than 50% of our overtime manning.
Questions? Motion?
Move it.
Motion to approve. All those in favor?
Thank you.
5-0. Okay, we're adjourned.
Adjourned.
Adjourned. 701.
Guys and dolls. You guys and dolls.